Welcome to the Coda Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be reviewing CSS Secrets by Lee Veroux. Now, this book is essentially like, I wouldn't say the Bible, but it's certainly an amazing book for anyone who works in the front end or is looking to brush up on front end skills. Now, it's not quite for beginners, but it certainly is if you have a fairly good understanding of the basics of CSS. It will essentially be able to take you to the next level. Now, there's a lot of stuff here. I've been doing front end for quite some time, and there's lots of awesome stuff in here. What she's covering is stuff that is kind of like a reviewed look at how we used to do things in the past, as well as things that we will be able to do in the future. Now, there are some notes in there that this is fairly experimental. It's subject to change, or the browser support is super limited. But yeah, some fantastic stuff. Now, it's not quite meant to be read from cover to cover, but it certainly can be. I've done that personally, but that's also, well, at least how I see it, is kind of like chapter. Yeah, like you can read a full chapter because they kind of pull from each other. You will find some other chapters will pull from another chapter as well. So it seems like it's been written so that you could just pick up from anywhere and just read that little bit. You don't have to read the whole thing, but at the same time, it does all complement each other, which is quite nice. Now, the one thing I really love is the approach. So it's kind of like, all right, how would we solve this problem? And it would go through what you would generally think would be the solution. But then it looks at like, okay, maybe we can take that a step further by doing this, and then this, and then this. And it really breaks down. You can see the transformation from what you may have previously done to what you can do now. Now, that might end up being simpler CSS, more maintainable CSS. It might be something as like removing the need for a pseudo element or removing the need for an additional bit of markup. So they're huge things there. Now, the book in itself is extremely well written. I mean, essentially, I say if you are a front-end developer, you need to own this book, whether it's in the physical copy or the digital edition, or even both. I personally have both. And it's just a great book. Like, it's one of those ones that you need to have on your shelf if you're into any kind of web development, especially, as I said, if you're a front-end developer. No real gripes about the book. I can't really say there's anything wrong with it. It's kind of left me wanting to do some more, and it's really made me jump onto CodePen and play around with some of this stuff, which I will note too, there's a lot of links or URLs in the book where you can go and see and have a play. So it's linked to this playground that Lee has set up. And yeah, some really cool stuff in there. It's really amazing, and it's really made me rethink how I do some of my CSS, as well as it makes me want to go back and update a lot of my implementations. One of the other things too, besides it being CSS secrets, there is a lot of foundations for how you should work with CSS. So your thinking, your philosophy behind how you write your CSS, as well as some of your markup. And that is a really good thing to touch on. A lot of articles you'll see essentially just talk about, you know, do this, little bit of CSS to do this. But coming into the whole philosophy, the understanding and the reasoning behind these certain things, as to like why you should do it this way or why you should not do it that way, or the problems that may arise from something, like all that is covered. So it's a really good read. So even if you do know these things, so for example, if you know about repeating linear gradients, for example, which is something that I'm going to get more into. I didn't really take that on board previously. And now that I've reread it, I'm like, okay, this makes more sense to me now. I'm going to have a look and play around with that. Knowing, even if you did know some of that, the whole reasoning and the philosophy and whatnot behind it, it certainly does cement some of these ideas more into your head, or at least it validates them for yourself if you do know some of these things. But it just gives you more of an understanding in general. Lee's done a fantastic job of actually conveying the message and everything that she's trying to get across. At least it hit home personally for me. Like, it just seemed like she nailed it. So it's a fantastic book. If you're in Australia, it does cost a bit trying to get it here, which I had the issue with, but you can get, if you want to get the print version, but you can actually get that through Amazon, which is what I did. The publishing company did recommend me to do that because I could not buy it from them directly because it was going to cost as much as the book to have it shipped to Australia. So that's one of the things, but everywhere else, like in America or Europe or whatnot, you've got no worries there. But yeah, it's a fantastic book, 5 out of 5. I don't buy too many tech related books anymore, just because I've found that some of the value from some of them are a bit meh, and I find I get more from learning online via videos or just general practice, but this is definitely a must-have book. Anyway, I'd love to know what your thoughts are on it. Have you read the book? You know, what have you taken from it? I see a lot of activity on Twitter about people saying how amazing the book is, and, you know, I'm one of them as well. But yeah, so leave a tweet at Coda Catchup, send an email through to codacatchup@gmail.com, or even leave a comment on codacatchup.com. And yeah, I'd love to know what your thoughts are on the book, if you've read it or if you haven't read it, or if you're looking to get it. But yeah, that's essentially it, guys. If you can leave a rate, subscribe, like, share it with your friends, whatnot, I'd love if you could do that for the podcast. And that's essentially it, and we'll catch you the next episode.